Hello.
Good evening, and thank you so much for calling our Top Fiber. I am returning your requested callback. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Hi, CJ. My name is Caitlin. My last name is Raleigh Carpino.
Okay, how are you today, Caitlin?
I'm okay. I had service installed on November 6th, I think it was.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm having like a couple things that are, not gonna lie, are just annoying me a little bit. So originally, when I was told you guys were gonna start, come do our service, I was told that they said, "Oh, do you mind if we just lay the wire down on your lawn like until like the next day until it's installed?" So of course I was like, "No, that no problem. Like that's totally fine." Well, now it's what, the 19th, and
And
there's
they still
still a
haven't buried
wire.
it?
No.
Okay.
And I have like a, if I had a smaller piece of property, I probably wouldn't care so much, but now I have this wire running across like a good quarter of an acre of property.
Okay,
That's number one.
understandable.
And then, which, whatever, it's, that's annoying, but not so bad. And then I keep getting calls, but when I'm at work, I'm a nurse, so I literally can't just answer the phone. And then obviously when I call back, whatever. But I got a, they left a voicemail, and I was told, you know, just keep my phone in service, like, you know, keep my service in place. But once you guys come and install that, I can cancel my provider. So you guys came and installed, and then that evening, like that night when I got home, like late, I canceled my old service. Well, now I thought everything was fine, and then I just got a call from you guys with a voicemail saying that for whatever reason, my house phone was never connected. So now they want me to call my old provider to reconnect my home phone to be able to switch over to you guys. But I just don't understand like why that wasn't done that day.
Yeah, I'm not really sure as to why. There must have been a glitch in the system, so I do
Okay.
apologize for that. Oftentimes, it usually works perfectly fine.
Okay.
So there must have been some kind of a glitch in the system, and again, I do apologize for that. Let me go ahead and resubmit that task for you.
And then I don't know why, like I don't even know, because I wasn't home, which is probably my biggest mistake. So I don't know where they connected like my home phone. Like I don't know why I was under the assumption that they were just gonna kind of connect it where I already had it, like my phone jack. So for whatever reason, I found a wire for a phone jack, but it's like downstairs in my basement, in my closet, and I don't know why they would have.
That's weird, but we wouldn't have done that.
Like I'm hoping it's in my living room still, but like would they have, I don't know.
So the way that we run it is that we typically have the phone connected to the modem.
Okay, which means that they put it in my basement. And that was another thing. I don't know why they didn't put, like I thought, I don't know, maybe this was me being naive, but I just assumed that it was going to be in the same location that I had everything now, like currently, and they just chose all different locations.
What
But
do you mean
it
all different locations?
like they put one in my bedroom, which is kind of weird, but whatever. And then they put one down in my basement, but I would have preferred it to have been in my living room where everything is currently. Like I just assumed that they would put it where it is already.
Gotcha. So oftentimes the way that it works is that we our techs are very, very skilled at figuring out, where the coverage is most needed.
Okay.
So when it comes to having put the extender, for example, in the bedroom, it's oftentimes because the main router will cover most of the house, and then for the extra coverage for the rest of the house, you would need it somewhere else, like your bedroom.
Okay.
So they're very
So
skilled
that's
because the
probably
Wi-Fi
why.
system is considered a smart Wi-Fi system, so that if you move from one area of the house to an area that maybe doesn't have much connection to that main router, the extender will pick it up at that point.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I guess they just put the, I don't know. It's a little weird. I mean, I don't use my house phone that much, but it is weird. It's in my basement. I mean,
I
I
can
don't, I'm
definitely
like,
put it in the notes to please see if they
I
can
just think, I don't
reposition where the
know.
phone is.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know about normal people, but I feel like if my house phone rang, I'm not gonna pick it up if it's in my basement, but in a closet, no less. Oh, God.
Yeah, I that It is a bit weird, isn't it? I know that when
Okay.
I had my house phone, oddly enough, my jack was where was it? I had it connected through the cable company. So it was through the modem router combo. And so I had the main base where that was, and then I had the extensions all throughout the house. So like if you get one of those wireless phone systems that has like two or three phones to it, you should have no issues with that.
Okay. All right, maybe I'll just do that. I just was like, where the hell is the phone? And then I just randomly found like a phone jack in the closet. And I was like, why is this here? Like, none of this makes sense. I mean, I trust like that they like know what they're doing, but it like functional like reality wise, I think I know
Functionality,
it's not
yeah, just
here.
kind of like
So
common sense, like, wait, why is it in a closet?
yeah, I was like, why is
No,
this
I
here?
totally get that. I totally understand that. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like my house is old, and I mean old, old. It's like 1900. I don't even have a full basement. So my basement floor is completely unfinished. It's just nothing but dirt.
Okay.
And I've noticed that I'm definitely going to need a Wi-Fi extender in the kitchen because even though the router that I have here right now, or at least at the house right now, sorry, is just so it's okay, it's decent, but then the moment I moved out to the kitchen, it just completely drops.
Yeah, I mean, I really, we had like beforehand, it was terrible. Like, I couldn't even like, I do see there's probably a reason why he did it the way he was. 'Cause when I would go into like my room, my house is small, but if you would literally walk down the hallway, you would like lose, like, you know, like if I had my phone connected to like Bluetooth, let's just say,
Yeah.
like, and I brought it, like, it would literally disconnect. Like it couldn't even reach. So I think there's definitely a method to whatever he did, but I just was like, why? This is so backwards. Okay, so the wire is one thing that's kind of annoying. And then the other thing is just the phone thing. So I will have to call my old provider.
Yes. So you're definitely going to need to call your old provider, have that temporarily reactivated. Once we get the phone number ported, then we can have you cancel that. But I would definitely wait for that to, essentially, yeah, that's.
Maybe they just forgot about me
No,
for the
they definitely
wire.
did not forget
I'm
about
like,
you.
in my wire. I was like, oh
I
my God, it's
know
like
sometimes it kind of
so
does get
long.
lost in translation for that drop cable.
I mean, I don't like it's fine. Like it's just I keep looking at it. It's kind of starting to drive me a little nuts because it's like they ran it through a crack in my driveway, which seems kind of weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so like they ran it through a crack, and then it's like just like across my whole front yard, and it's just like driving me nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I totally understand that because that can definitely, and especially when it comes to mowing the grass,
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I mean, right now it's been fine, but like if my husband was like, oh, I just want to mow it because all the leaves, because like there's too much property to like
Yes,
go
or like
like
even raking
low
it.
leaves. Yes, like we're not gonna go rake all the leaves, but like sometimes we will go run it over at the mower, and I'm like, we can't even do that right now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we do need to have that done in about 5 business days. If you can get that reinstated by tomorrow,
Okay, I'll
what I'm
call
going to do is
them
I'm going
up
to schedule it
tomorrow.
for 6 business days out because that's approximately how long it takes. Today is the 19th, so. So how's the 27th?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Because I'll call them tomorrow. So I'll call them tomorrow, have them redo it, and then I'll call you guys back.
Okay,
Right?
that works. Yes, please. That would be greatly appreciated. And then just bear with me. I need to verify that everything is set for this. So just bear with me. And then, do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold? 2 to 3 minute hold while I go ahead and finalize everything?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I do appreciate it. Thank you. I'll be right back, okay?